Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Lost Sheep Podcast. I'm Nazaro Pangallo.
And I'm Cole Bissett.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode, I believe, number 13, correct, Cole?
Yes, it is indeed.
And we have two opening things to say before we jump into other stuff. First, new method, new format for the podcast. This is on a website where you obviously can see both of us on different screens. We're both on our own computers, and we are trying this out to prepare for the summer when we are both back at our houses, which are about 7 hours away from each other, when we will not be able to meet together. So we wanted to try this out, make sure that we could do it all right. And honestly, I kind of like it. You know, I'm not sure I like it better, but I definitely enjoy it. It's not like I hate this method at all. I'm liking it. And then part two of this is that this is actually the second time that we've actually tried to do this format. We actually recorded a podcast Saturday on this very format. And, you know, it just didn't go our best. We did not like the product that we produce. And we thought that, it was not really going to help you guys or inform you guys at all. So we said, all right, we're scrapping that. We're going with a new quote, a new thing, and we're going to come back better than ever. And in our prayer before this podcast, we pray before every podcast. But we really just asked the Lord, that we were, well, actually, Cole, I'm going to let you tell it because it was really, I like the way you said it, but just could you tell us a little bit about, how we felt after that podcast and how we turned to God in that moment and the way that we reacted and came back to this?
So we initially recorded the podcast and then kind of just were like, okay, and then just ended it without really any words on it and commentary. But Nazario texted me back like 2 hours later and he's like, oh shoot, I completely forgot to mention this. And I was like, yeah man, I just don't think we covered that as well as we should have. I felt like there was a lot of room for more opportunities with that quote, and to be honest, I felt like we were really surface level. And at first we were kind of disappointed about that. We were like, oh, we should strive, honestly didn't really realize this would line up with our quote so well today, but we should strive for perfection, which is true in its own statement. But what I said is we need humblings like this in our lives to grow as a podcast, which is true. We need to be able to humble ourselves. And that last episode was definitely a humbling. It was not our best moment and we didn't think it would be helpful. And so we decided not to post it and are coming back at you with a lesson.
Yeah, and then upcoming, very exciting news. We just asked this week one of the focus missionaries at the University of Alabama if they would join us on our podcast. His name is Austin. We are absolutely pumped to have him. We are so excited for him to come on here, tell us his story, give us some great insight. We're not sure if he's going to have a quote. So if you people are our quote loving audience out there is a little bit worried that we might not have a quote, we're not 100% sure on that. I'm trying to see if he can get a quote that, encompasses a little bit of his life journey. We'll see if that happens. But next week, podcast episode, we're recording it next week. I don't know if it'll be posted next Sunday or the Sunday after. It depends. But be prepared. We have a focused missionary coming onto the podcast. And let's go to our weeks, Cole. Since that podcast, obviously, we talked about how it didn't go as well, but you just got done with the test. You're feeling a very relief, weight lifted off your shoulder. How are you feeling over there, my friend?
Well, as you know, today was adventurous, long, and studious. I had a long day of studying, woke up at 8 o'clock, studied from 9 until 6, went and took a test. It was really relieving, actually. We prayed before the test, me and some buddies prayed for the test, and was like,
love to hear that.
Patron saint of engineering, whoever you are, please watch over us. And do it. And we felt really confident and comfortable, and it was a decent test. Walked out.
Dude, you should totally know this. I'm sorry.
I know. Well, look it up and then.
Do you know who it is? I looked it up. Do you have any ideas? Any guesses?
Play Hangman.
Play Hangman? Fine.
Yeah. S. Hold up. Nope. I have a notepad. There's no S.
Nope.
Okay, so S is...
You didn't go with a vowel on your first guess. It's crazy.
No, because I feel like S is always in there. Then do an A.
Correct. Second letter.
Okay. How many letters are there, Sway?
Seven.
Seven? One, two, yep. Three.
Seven. Sorry, I got a little interruption to the story, but...
E.
Nope.
No E's.
Okay. We got two. That's two. We're giving you two more letter guesses, and then you got to make your final guess, because we cannot be doing this the whole time, buddy.
Well, it's not going to be the whole time. D.
No.
Oh my gosh. I.
Yes, that is the third to last letter.
Okay. I'm going to need one. I'm just going to need a constant. Okay.
I'll give you a T as the third letter. I feel like that's the least obvious letter I can give you right there. But I feel like you still should get this.
There's no way it's what I think it is. Hey, just, for all you guys at home, play and see if you can guess it. Pause the video. Or audio.
Right now, you've got a letter, an A, a T, a letter, an I, a letter, and a letter.
All right. Guess? Final guess. Patrick.
Yes, it is indeed St. Patrick. Because he has been credited with teaching the Irish to build arches of lime mortar instead of dry masonry. It was these achievements that led him to becoming the patron saint of engineers. All right, back to your story, sir.
What was I talking about?
You were talking about your test and praying before your test.
Oh, yeah, and it was just really great. Felt comfortable. Went through the test. Didn't really have any issues with it. It was like the easiest it could have been, and so that went well. And this week has just been really good. For the first time in a long time, I got to go to the Catholic Center and study there, because normally I can't, because the amount of people I know there ends up distracting me, and I never study. So that was a big plus. So I got to go out and socialize a little bit throughout the week instead of studying all week. So that was nice.
Nice. Nice. Valid.
What about you, sir? How was your week?
Been a little bit interesting, mentally. Been a little bit of a different mental vibe going on this week. Not really sure why it is happening, but feeling a little bit just like, what's the word to use here? Just a lack of contentment is what I'm going to go with. Just lack of contentment, feeling like there is something, you know, more that I need to be doing, even though there's not really, like, I'm doing everything that I need to be doing and should be doing, following up with school, you know, prayer life, going to mass, going to adoration, confession, all of that. So I don't really know exactly where it's coming from and why it's happening, but I would say it was a lack of contentment. And then today was really probably the best day, but earlier in the week, I went to adoration, and there was, like, it's been a lot of just like overthinking, worrying myself too much just about random stuff, random stressors, different things like that. And I went to adoration, and I remembered what's at my home's parish's adoration. And when I walked into the one down here, and it's this sign that says, just be still and know that I am God. And that message really hit me pretty well. I think that was Saturday. That might be wrong. I don't remember. I think it was Saturday that I saw that or remembered that. And so that was pretty good message. But then today, this morning, it was pretty bad again. But then I went into adoration before Mass. And then at Mass, just kept praying, kept telling myself, you know, just Lord, help me to be content and help me just be at peace with where I'm at right now. And after Mass, we've felt great, been chilling, vibing, feel great right now, honestly. Very peaceful mindset going on at the moment, which is great to hear, especially coming into the podcast. So,
yeah, being at peace is really important. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I think this leads perfectly into our quote, which has a lot to do with being at peace, not just feeling, you know, in contentment, but being, you know, striving to take advantage of opportunities and blessings that the Lord gives us. That leads us perfectly into our quote from the one, the only.
Wait. Before you say it, I want to hold the name for this quote, and I want to kind of scratch the idea of the Shepherd of the Week and make this person the Shepherd of the Week for this episode.
Alrighty. So you want me to say the quote? You want me to say the quote without his name?
Yeah. What do you think? Do you like him for the Shepherd? Well, it's a guy now. So
him. Y'all know it's a him. You've got about 10-15 minutes of us talking about the quote to guess in the comment section who the Shepherd of the Week is. Here is his quote. If you wait for things to be perfect. Wow. Start over. If you wait for things to be perfect, you'll just miss out on life. If you wait for things to be perfect, you'll just miss out on life. Colt, do we want to give a hint for who the person is, or should we just leave it right there?
He's an actor.
All right, that's it. I feel like anything more will give it away, and we're not going to do that. Okay. If you want things, or if you wait for things to be perfect, you'll just miss out on life. Colt, would you like to get us going?
So perfection is a sketchy topic in today's world because it's something that we can't achieve until we are in heaven. And everyone strives for perfection, which is good. You should strive for perfection. There's nothing wrong with it. But I wouldn't wait around for it, because if you wait around for perfection, then you're not going to be striving for perfection. That's exactly the opposite of striving, is waiting. I want to read a quote from Matthew. It's Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously toward others, the way God lives towards you. So what does that mean? Oh, I lost it. Hold up. There it is. So I'll repeat that again. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously toward others, the way God lives towards you. So this quote, I don't know if it's necessarily talking about perfection, but it's saying to seize the moment, seize the day, seize the minute, seize the hour, seize the second. Take advantage of the time you have. And what is that essentially that's striving? So how should you strive? You should strive towards God, and God is the essence of perfection. So I believe we should strive towards perfection. And this comes back to centering God in our lives. And that's a very hard thing for us to do because we aren't perfect. But the more we make God the center of our lives, the closer to perfection we can become. And so we should constantly be trying to put God closer in our lives. No matter how much you're doing, there's always a way to put him closer. You may not think it, and it may not be in the way you know, but there's always a way to bring God closer. I'm going to throw back to you. What you got?
All right. The first thing that I thought about when I read this quote was about this girl in my homeschool group. She made this analogy that reminded me of this quote. And basically, there's this guy that is on basically the beach of, not the beach, at a house in, say, Florida off the coast of where a hurricane is happening. And he's on top of his house and the rest of the place is flooding. And do you know this?
I love this story. It's great.
Yes. Okay. And so basically, I think the first, I could be messing up the order, but basically a lifeboat comes and says, you know, hop on the lifeboat and we'll take you to safety. And he says, no, God's going to save me. And so he waits. And then I think it's a helicopter next that comes and says, hey, jump on the helicopter. We'll take you to safety. There may be one other way that he can be saved. I can't remember exactly, but basically he says, no, God's going to help me. God's going to save me. And then eventually he dies from the hurricane, and he goes to heaven, and he's like, why didn't I get saved? And God basically says, I gave you like 3 chances to be saved right in front of your face. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, that's why you died, because you didn't take advantage of, you know, the blessings that I had given you. And that's the first thing that I thought about with this quote. And right there, basically, you know, be prepared and be able to recognize God's blessings in your life, whatever they may be, whether they may be the most simple things, whether they may be the most ginormous, obvious blessings of your entire life. Be able to recognize those and be able to take advantage of those opportunities. And when I say take advantage, I feel like that has such a negative connotation, but this is the most positive connotation of take advantage that you could ever hear. And it God is giving you a blessing to use in a great, great, great way. And there's so many blessings in our lives that we are given that so many people either look past or they do not take advantage of them. And I mean, there's just so many that I could go to right here. Cole, I want you to think of an incredible blessing in your life that you feel like you've really seized and used in a great way. There's two that I'm going to go with. I will start with really just coming to the University of Alabama. And when, you know, I came to visit, I automatically knew that I just like, this is the place I want to go. Like, I just knew it. And then I came down and there was, you know, the blessing of, you know, either you called Mr. Cole Bissett. I could go on that road is for sure. The blessing of Cole Bissett and us being able to grow our faith and in fraternity together. And then we took the opportunity to make a podcast together because we saw our gifts and our love for God. I wanted to use it in that way. So that's one way we took advantage. And then just the Catholic Center in general, we have used all the resources that we can to further our faith, whether it be going to Mass, going to Adoration, going to Mass and Meal, with all the fellowship, growing in fellowship with all those people, Bible study, discipleship. Cole and I have really just seized every gift and blessing that we can soak out of, sponge out of, whatever you want to say, squeeze out of the sponge that is Bama Catholic, and use it for the good that it is. And then she might get embarrassed by this, so I'm going to say it anyways. I'm going to go with my girlfriend on this one because it really was a seizing of an opportunity because I was talking to her best friend. I'm really giving the story to everybody right now. This is fun. I was talking to her friend and her friend told me that she had a friend that needed a prom date. And, you know, I volunteered myself, put myself out there, even asked her friend for her phone number. Really just saw the blessing in disguise. Didn't even know it. Didn't even know who she was. But just went for it, seized an opportunity. And, you know, we've been dating for over 1 year now, Cole, if you didn't know. Our 1 year was just a few weeks back. So that's pretty exciting.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So that is what comes to mind of seizing a great opportunity. And I feel like dating is a great way to go with this because a lot of people are fearful or looking for the perfect person in the world, perfect situation, whatever it may be. And, you know, it may not be the perfect person, their perfect background, the perfect body, their perfect personality. So irrelevant. You got to be able to love the person for exactly who they are. And if you don't love the person, okay, then you don't choose to be with them. But if you truly love the person, you seize the opportunity, you see the blessing, you see the blessing that they are, and you take advantage of it and you use it for the good of them. You use it to glorify God in every way. And lucky enough for me, I was able to find that blessing in disguise. And yeah, I'm very happy that I can say that I've been with my girlfriend for over a year. And it was great blessing, great way to, you know, find that. And then I was able to meet her family as well, whether it be her parents and her sister. They're awesome people. Or you know, her grandparents, her aunts, her uncles, and her cousins. I can't wait to go golfing with them this summer for sure. So it's just awesome to be able to grow and see those opportunities and see all the fruit that come from them. And, you know, if they're watching, which they do watch our podcast, Cole, I am very excited that they get to be featured on here. And then, I mean, obviously the blessings of your own families and take advantage of all your family's blessings as well. Whether it be, I mean, you have four siblings, right? Correct.
Yep.
You have your parents have a lot of energy. They're willing to do so many things. And both our parents have been incredible leaders in, you know, the Catholic faith as well. And we have used that and followed their example. Another great, you know, blessing that we've been able to have. And, you know, seriously, I've probably gone to Adoration, just prayers in general. And when I've really thought about it and heard other people, just been so thankful to the Lord for the parents that he's given me and my whole family in general and how their faith has really shown through and led me to, you know, keep fostering that faith. And really this is the fruit of their labor as well, to see how I've grown in that way and, you know, using knowledge that they've given me a lot as well. And not just, this is not just me. This is the combination of so many different people And, you know, God is just using me as a tool to put it out here. But it's been a lot of people who've given a lot of blessings to eventually lead to this moment. Sorry, that was really long, but I just got going there.
Hey, so. I can tell it means a lot to you by the smile on your face. So that's good. It's good. For me, I got a bunch of different ones I could point out. Obviously, my family's going to be my first one because I don't think a lot of people who are Christian realize how important it is to grow up in a Christian family, because you're given an opportunity a lot of other kids aren't given. And I've been blessed with my family. Siblings may not always get along, but you know, when do siblings ever get along? But it's been really good. I've been growing up in a really healthy, nice household, so I'm extremely blessed to have that. Obviously, my girlfriend, we've had her on an episode here. Very blessed for that relationship. But personal talents, I'd say, are big for me too. I've been blessed with the ability to be decent at some sports. It's been really fun. It's a part of my life that I use to define me. Soccer is a really big deal to me. And then guitar, I believe I was given that as a blessing to help spread the word of God. And that's why I do Spirit and Truth here, because it's my opportunity to spread the word of God in ways that I never would have before, because I've never had this opportunity come up before. And playing at Adoration is a really big blessing for me, and something I try to take advantage of every time. So, and yeah, then, of course, the podcast.
Absolutely. I've been able to be there for Spirit and Truth when you've played, and just in general at home around the dorm when you're practicing as well. I want a little bit of advice for you, sir, if I may, is that when you are...
A little bit of advice? Or for me? Yeah,
a bit of advice for you, sir.
Oh, go for it.
So when you are playing at home at the dorm when you're playing guitar, and I feel like there is more emotion in it. I know Adoration Spirit is a little bit more chill, but your energy and your passion for it, I can feel it in the dorm when you're playing and you're practicing. And I would like to see you go for that at Spirit and Truth. I think there could be a little bit of, you know, you're trying to play really well for everyone around. I don't know if that's correct. Am I correct on that? You're a little nervous when you're up there.
There's some truth in that statement.
Yeah. So I think just, you know, being just pouring out your passion, especially when we're at Adoration, you know, everyone's just trying to lay it down and be vulnerable in that moment. I think you could be a really, really good connector right there. But then to go forward with what you're saying about using your guitar to spread the word of God, and we talked about the podcast, evangelization is a big, very big thing, especially to do with this quote. If you wait for things to be perfect, you'll just miss out on life. The life of evangelization is the life that we are all called to in different ways. And we think that sometimes we can think we got to wait for the perfect situation, for the perfect, you know, person to come around. It's got to be the perfect time to talk to them about it and all these different things. And sometimes we just need to realize that we can relate to this person in a certain way, and we can bring God into it. And then we have a perfect opportunity to use our gifts to spread the word of God in whatever way. And I'm going to go with some Bible verses. And this is from Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. In Ephesians 5:16, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Just all about taking advantage of opportunities, using whatever opportunities we have to evangelize. And, you know, this is a good way to think about it. When you see someone that you've never seen before in your life, you may never see that person again. This may be your one and only chance to evangelize to them. And that, it's very hard. And I'm still working and learning and growing on that for sure, on just how to reach out to people randomly in the middle of nowhere and to, you know, evangelize to them as well. So this is definitely a message for us as well. We are absolutely not perfect at this either, and we never will be. And we are always continually trying to grow. And that boldness is definitely something that we all need to work on, and to just be able to say, okay, I have this blessing of being able to see this person in front of me, and to have the faith and the trust to just reach out, say something, see what happens. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But hey, it's not about the negatives. It's about the positive impact that could happen.
Yeah, I agree. Evangelization is so huge because everybody's called to do it, no matter what form, because everybody does things differently. For us, we like to be a little more vocal about it and decide to. That's why we have this podcast. It's something that we pursue vocally. Others do it more by their actions. I say we also do ours by our actions a little bit here and there. But we definitely try to be more evangelizing through our words. And it's okay not to be that way. It's perfectly fine. But this is just the way we are. And I'm sure Nazario can testify to this, that I talk a lot. So it kind of fits my personality very, very well to talk on a podcast.
I mean, I do talk a lot as well. So I can't
say
anything.
You have your days, though. You're like either really chatty or you'll wake up and not say a word to me in the morning. It's like
I'm not a morning talker.
Someday. Sometimes,
not
well,
a morning
some,
talker.
But that's not always the case. I've found some days you're really chatty in the mornings. I don't know why, but it's like a random burst of energy. It's like once a week.
Yeah, but not often.
No. It's a rarity, but it happens once a week, and it's like crazy. I'll wake up and instead of just being me talking, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm having a conversation with somebody this morning. What? But yeah, you normally don't talk a lot in the morning, but it's definitely something I think we're both called to be doing at this moment. And we, again, request questions from you guys. If y'all ever have anything to ask us about, we'd love to talk about it. If you have something to correct us. We'd love to talk about it. We're not judging, and we don't care if you guys judge us, because it's just how the ball rolls. So just keep shooting them our way. We've
the
had
turn
a
tables
people.
Turn.
The tables have turned. But yeah, we'd love for some more questions. So if y'all want to, just DM us on Instagram or send us an email. Everything is on Instagram, if you didn't know, literally everything. So I would go to Instagram if you're looking for anything to do with the Lost Sheep podcast. Also, big news on top of that, we have bracelets are coming in tomorrow. I don't know if I've told you that, but they should be here tomorrow. And today is the 11th at the day we're recording this. This will probably get posted maybe
14th.
A week from. Is it the
14th? Yeah, 14th.
Oh, this is this Sunday's episode, isn't it?
Correct.
Oh, I gotcha. And then we're recording another one Sunday too, right?
Probably.
So we're trying to get back on the game when we slacked off a little bit. But we're trying to promise a recording every weekend. So that's the goal we continue with.
Alrighty. Well, you guys have had approximately 28, 25 minutes, I think. So it was 3 minutes when I told y'all the quote. So you guys have had at least 20 to 25 minutes to decipher who in the world made this quote. Who spoke these brilliant, poetic, profound words that we are using in our podcast?
And do you want me to give them a 30-second countdown?
That's a long countdown, son. That is a long countdown. No, I think we are ready. I think we are prepared. We are prepared. We are prepared. It is the one, the only Andy Dwyer. If you get that reference, I love you. But it is the one, the only Chris Pratt. That was elite timing, by the way.
Dang. Take over. See, this is the imperfection from us, guys. We're showing it. Oh my gosh, it's reverbing.
We good?
Yeah, I can hear it. All right. So
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody.
Just fix
sorry.
It. All right. So some of you guys may not know who Chris Pratt is. If so, you've been missing out on a good bit of life. He is part of some major movie franchises. For example, Guardians of the Galaxy. He plays Star-Lord, one of the best characters in, I believe, the Marvel franchise, personally. I think he's up
there. Absolutely, absolutely.
Top seven character, I'd say. He's part of the Tomorrow War. Great movie. We recently watched Passengers. It was okay. It's a good movie. The big Super Mario Brothers movie. That one was big. He's actually in Garfield whenever that comes out. I think it's already out, actually. I don't know. But he's in Garfield, Jurassic World, and Jurassic Park are his other really big ones. He's a really big actor. And not until one of his awards did I realize he was Christian. Now, once he started to talk about Christianity, it was like back to back to back. He would constantly bring it up in everything he would do. And it's really inspiring. It's one of the reasons why I thought we should do him as a Shepherd of the Week. He's very outspoken about his faith. He's very encouraging about others, about the faith. And all he wants to do is spread the Christian message. And I believe that's exactly what we want a shepherd to be. So
absolutely. I just looked it up to confirm which award show it was on because I knew the clip, but I wanted to confirm. On the MTV Awards show, I think is what it said, Chris Pratt went up there when he won an award. And the first thing he did was talk about God. Talk about how God loves us. God wants a relationship with us. And he talked about learn to pray, learn to talk to God, learn to grow with him. And you know, I don't know many people that would go up during the middle of a Hollywood award show and say anything like that. And the one, the only Chris Pratt did, and it's so, so beautiful to see someone in such a big spotlight do that. And he may be one of the biggest spotlights in the celebrity world. That man is a fantastic actor. He's hilarious. And shout out to his body transformation as well. I mean, credit to the man. I mean, if you guys saw him back in the 2000s, man of transformation. That is impressive.
Andy Dwyer phase.
Yes. So, you know, and that body transformations, you know, working out, bettering the body, incredible thing we do spiritually and physically. As bettering the temple, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's an incredible way to do it. So to see him do that as well is pretty inspirational. So
really
Chris
is.
Pratt, we salute you, sir. And we look forward to seeing the way you keep spreading the Christian message. If he ever sees this podcast, I would freak out. My little
Dude,
brother
maybe,
Sloan
maybe
would
comment
freak
on this.
Out. That would
he
be insane.
Comment.
We are totally putting him in the thumbnail and clickbaiting the heck out of Chris Pratt to get him.
Yeah, we might do it.
Spread this video so we can get Chris Pratt to shout
to
out
comment.
Our podcast.
Dude, that'd
that
be
would
so
be,
crazy.
Wow.
We'd freak out. But can I read his speech? I actually have the transcript of it pulled up on
go,
my iPad.
Go for it, sir.
Okay. So the award he received was the Generation Award. This being the Generation Award, I'm going to cut to the chase, and I'm going to speak to you. The next generation, okay? I accept the responsibility as your elder, so listen up. This is what I call 9 rules from Chris Pratt, Generation Award winner. Number 1, breathe. If you don't, you'll suffocate. Number 2, you have a soul. Be careful with it. Number 3, don't be a turd. If you're strong, be a protector. And if you're smart, be a humble influencer. Strength and intelligence can be weapons, and do not wield them against the weak. That makes you a bully. Be bigger than that. Number 4, when giving a dog medicine, put the medicine in a little piece of hamburger. They won't even know they're eating medicine. That's a funny one. Okay. Number 5, doesn't matter what it is, earn it, a good deed. Reach out to someone in pain, be of service. It feels good and it's good for your soul. Number 6, God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that. I do. And the other ones, number 8, learn to pray. It's easy and it's good for your soul. And then finally, number 9, nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you you're perfect just the way you are. You're not. You are imperfect. You always will be. But there is a powerful voice that designed you that way. And if you're willing to accept that, you will have grace. And grace is a gift. And like the freedom that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Do not forget it. And don't take it for granted. God bless. Please get home safely. Thank you. He was ready. That's a fire speech.
I mean, I feel like there's no better way to end it right there.
That's like, oh, such a good closer from him. That's a good way to end a speech.
Absolutely. Great way to end the podcast, in my opinion.
We could just end it on that. It's a nice little note of confidence from
everybody.
And
if you want to go look up the video on YouTube, go do that as well. You can see the full version. You can see his passion and his love come out in that video and how he really cares about this and he's really trying to inspire other people. You can see that through the video. And we are also trying to inspire you all through our videos, and you are inspiring us through watching, through texting us, through commenting, whatever different ways you reach out to us. You guys are inspiring us as well. We do this all for you guys. Cole, last word from you.
We are really honored to be in the positions we are in today. It's not every day college students like this get to go out and record podcasts and actually have people listen to them. We very much appreciate the guests that listen. There may be few, but with even though we are few, we are many. Our souls are meant to be called to God, and we represent the world. And by representing the world, I mean it's our choice to go out there and make the correct decisions and bring others. So while we are few, we are called to bring the many. Remember that. Carry it on through your day-to-day life. Remember who you're representing, and expect the unexpected. God bless everybody. Y'all have a great night or great morning, whenever time this gets posted. We will see you next week. I don't know if the next episode will be a special guest. That is sick. I don't know if the next episode will be a special guest. Who knows? But Austin will be on here eventually, and we actually have a guest we're working on at the moment. Can't tell you who it is because we don't know if it's Garrett T. But that will probably be a very awesome episode. So we thank y'all. Y'all have a great day. God bless.